Tuesday afternoon, let's visit with Lydia Rebine of the Madison, almost at Appleton Public, Madison Public
Madison.
Library. Madison. You didn't change jobs or anything, did
no.
you?
No.
Well, you ready for Christmas? Happy Christmas Eve.
You know, as much as I'm going to be, I think that's all any of us can do.
Right? Yeah.
Are we ever really ready?
No, it's really snuck up on you today, this year, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it always does.
Yep.
It always does. The year goes fast, and next thing you know, it's Christmas time.
Yep. Well, hey, I want to thank you for bringing that cheese ball. Well, it was a big cheese ball. What was that you made for us?
It was just a cheese ball, but yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. With the crackers. Thanks for bringing that over.
Oh, you are welcome.
Everyone's digging into it already.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I always figure that people get inundated with cookies this time of the year,
so you
need something to cut that sugar.
Okay. Yeah, thanks a lot for that. That was good.
Oh, certainly.
All right. Well, let's talk about, Christmas Eve tonight, Christmas tomorrow, and of course, the library is probably closed.
Yes, the library is closed today, Christmas Eve, and also closed tomorrow on Christmas Day.
Okay.
So,
back open on Thursday then.
Correct.
Okay.
But if you need a book fix right now, it'd be an excellent time to try out our digital library collection, Overdrive and or Libby. You just got to go to, just put into Google Pioneerland Library and Overdrive on your computer. Take you right to it, or download the Libby app and search for Pioneerland, and you can get in an audio book or a book, even though we're not open.
Yeah, and is there a charge for that?
No, absolutely free. As long as you have a working library card, you can just go in there and use it.
And you can go to read any book you want, basically.
Anyone that's in there, and there are thousands of books in the collection, so, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, people can do that today.
Yes, instant gratification.
All right, why don't you tell us what's coming up with the events here at the Madison Library, Lydia?
Okay, well, Madison, Dawson, and Canby Library, our next big thing is that our winter reading program is going to be starting on January 2nd. Mm. So that's going to be actually for all ages this year. In the past, it's been just the adult winter reading program, but we're opening it up to everybody right now. Of course, it'll be split into age categories of youth and adult, because there are prizes for being things like the top reader if you read the most books.
Okay.
So we want to make that fair. So there'll be an adult group and a youth group. But that starts again on January 2nd. This year we're going to have what we're calling a redo card. It's a bingo card with different little things you can complete, like read a nonfiction book or read a poem. Mm. And there's a little prize for finishing your redo card.
Okay.
So, and that's going to actually, the sign up does not start until January 2nd. We want to make that fair so everybody gets started at the same time, but swing in right away on January 2nd and get started on that. And it runs through to March 31st, so you've got lots of time to get your reading in.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Other stuff, it's so hard to believe we're talking about January now. December is basically gone for all intents and purposes.
Yep, and 2020.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're in the roaring 20s again almost. Isn't that something? So coming up in Madison in January, we're going to have an adult class, which will be Smittens, which are mittens made out of old sweaters. So kind of a recycling craft.
Smitten.
Smittens.
Short for sweater?
Sweater mittens.
Sweater mittens.
Sweater mittens, yes.
Cool. Who came up with that one?
Somebody on the internet.
Oh, so.
Yep. We can't claim that one or the idea. Just something we saw and thought looked like it would be fun to do. And we love crafts where we can take something that isn't going to be used, like an old sweater that would get thrown away because it has a stain on it somewhere, and make it into something useful.
Okay.
So sweater mittens. That's going to be a two-part class because it is a slightly longer project. So the first part of the class will be on Tuesday, January 21st at 6 p.m. And then the next part will be that Thursday, January 23rd at 6 p.m. So one night we'll pick out the fabrics, cut the pattern, that sort of thing. And the next section of the class, we will get them all sewn together and assembled.
Okay.
So that'll be fun. Madison's upcoming kids' classes and crafts. We do those every Thursday. Some of the ones coming up are going to be snowman button ornaments on December 26th at 4:30 p.m., rice and sock snowmen on January 2nd at 4:30 p.m., and then rubber band bracelets on January 9th at 4:30 p.m. Dawson also has weekly kids' crafts, including some clothespin snowmen that they're going to be making on Tuesday, January 7th at 4:30, pine cone bird feeders Tuesday, January 14th, and a beginner's book folding class on Wednesday, January 15th at 5 p.m. On Tuesday, December 31st, we're going to jump back a little bit here. I should have told you this one first, but on the 31st, Dawson is also going to be hosting a youth bingo game. Mm. Other fun activities for kids in Dawson include their story times. They do those on Mondays at 11 a.m. And over in Canby, they're going to be having a Christmas break movie marathon. So for the days that they're open for Christmas break, they're going to be watching a different movie every day.
Okay.
So all the showtimes are at 2 p.m. On the 26th, they're going to be watching Toy Story 4. On the 27th, it's going to be The Secret Life of Pets 2. On Monday, December 30th, it'll be Norm of the North. And then on Tuesday, December 31st, they'll wrap up the marathon with Ugly Dolls, the movie. All of our crafts and classes are free, but we do ask that you call and pre-register because we have a limited number of supplies for each one. So please give your respective library a ring if you're interested in any of those activities.
Okay. A lot of activities going on after Christmas.
Yes. We stay busy no matter the time of year.
That's right. Are we going to move into what the staff is reading?
Sure.
Do we have that today?
Sure, absolutely. But I should also mention before we get into that, we talked about being closed on, today and also tomorrow on Christmas Day. The other thing I should mention is that on New Year's Eve, the 31st, we close all Pioneerland libraries close early at 5 p.m., and then we're closed New Year's Day, January 1st.
Okay.
So that'll be another time to try out Libby.
There we go. We should really almost dedicate a whole show of that online to just talk about a little more.
That would be fun sometime to get in depth with that because it's amazing the amount of stuff on there. Yeah.
Okay. So what's the staff at the Madison Library reading, Lydia?
Okay. So let's start with Deb. Deb is reading The Family Upstairs by Lisa Jewell. Be careful who you let in. Soon after her 25th birthday, Libby Jones returns home from work to find the letter she's been waiting for her entire life. She rips it open with one thought. I'm finally going to know who I am. She soon learns not only the identity of her birth parents, but also that she is the sole inheritor of their abandoned mansion on the banks of the Thames in London's fashionable Chelsea neighborhood, worth millions. Everything in Libby's life is about to change, but what she can't possibly know is that others have been waiting for this day as well, and she is on a collision course to meet them. 25 years ago, police were called to 16 Cheyenne Walk with reports of a baby crying. When they arrived, they found a healthy 10-month-old happily cooing in her crib in the bedroom. Downstairs in the kitchen lay three dead bodies, all dressed in black, next to a hastily scrawled note. And the four other children reported to live at Cheyenne Walk were gone. Mm. I have been reading 1491, New Revelations of the Americas Before Columbus by Charles C. Mann. In this groundbreaking work of science, history, and archaeology, Charles C. Mann radically alters our understanding of the Americas before the arrival of Columbus in 1492. Contrary to what so many Americans learn in school, the pre-Columbian Indians were not sparsely settled in a pristine wilderness. Rather, there were huge numbers of Indians who actively molded and influenced the land around them. The astonishing Aztec capital of Tenochtitlan, I pronounced that wrong. I know I did. Well, we're going to have to run with it because I can't remember how to pronounce that properly. Tenectotia. Oh, well.
We'll have to let English major Maynard Meyer figure that one out.
Yes, I'm sure he'll have lots of notes for us. Tenochtitl Clan, I believe is how it's pronounced.
Wow, okay.
We'll see. Had running water and immaculately clean streets, and was larger than any other contemporary European city. Mexican cultures created corn in a specialized breeding process that has been called man's first feat of genetic engineering. Indeed, Indians were not living lightly on the land, but were landscaping and manipulating their world in ways that we are only now beginning to understand. Challenging and surprising, this is a transformative new look at a rich and fascinating world we only thought we knew. Catherine and her girls are reading Short by Holly Goldberg Sloan. Julia is very short for her age, but by the end of the summer's run of The Wizard of Oz, she'll realize how big she is inside when it counts. She hasn't ever thought of herself as a performer, but when the wonderful director of Oz casts her as a munchkin, she begins to see herself in a new way. As Julia becomes friendly with the poised and wise Olive, one of the adults with dwarfism who's joined the production's motley crew of munchkins, and with her deeply artistic neighbor, Mrs. Chang, Julia's own sense of self as an artist grows. Soon, she doesn't want to fade into the background, and it's a good thing, because her director has more plans for Julia. Karen is reading A Grave Denied, Kate Shugak, Book 13, by Dana Stinbau. Everyone knows Lynn Dreyer, a handyman for hire in the park near Nahitla, Alaska, but no one knew anything else about him. Even Kate Shugak, who was planning to ask him to help build a small second cabin on her property, knew him. But she and the park's unofficial PI seem to have known less about him than anyone. When Lynn Dreyer's body is discovered, frozen solid in the path of a receding glacier, with a hole from a shotgun blast in his chest, no one even noticed that he was missing for months. Alaska State Trooper Jin Chopin asks Kate to help him dig into Dreyer's background in the hope of finding some motive for his murder. She takes the case, mindful of the need for gainful employment as she copes with her responsibility for Johnny, the teenage boy in her care, and a constant reminder of her father. How little does she imagine that trying to provide for him might just put him right in the path of danger. And Alice is reading A Christmas Escape. Alice is the only one on brand here with a Christmas story.
Oh, wow. Way to go, Alice.
Yeah, the rest of us are failing. A Christmas Escape, Christmas Story, Book 13 by Ann Perry. For countless readers, Christmas time means a delicious new holiday mystery from New York Times best-selling author Ann Perry. A Christmas Escape, her 13th Noel to the season, transports us to the Mediterranean island of Stromboli for an unconventional Yuletide adventure and an unforgettable volcanic encounter. Lonely Charles latterly arrives at his small hotel hoping that the island's blue skies and gentle breezes will brighten his spirits. Unfortunately, there's no holiday cheer to be found amongst his fellow guests, who include a pompous novelist, a stuffy colonel, a dangerously ill-matched married couple, and an ailing old man. The one charming exception is an orphan teenage, Candace Finbar, who takes Charles under her wing and introduces him to the island's beauty. But the tranquility of the holiday is swiftly disrupted by a violent quarrel, an unpleasant gentleman's shocking claims of being stalked, and the ominous stirrings of a local volcano. Then events take an even darker turn. A body is found, and Charles quickly realizes that the killer must be among the group of guests.
Wow. So, a lot of reading going up there at the Madison Library, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
And go Alice reading the Christmas story.
Yeah, see, oh. Alice was planning for this. The rest of us are just, you know, winging it.
All right, just a reminder to our listeners again, close today.
Yep, close today. Close tomorrow, Christmas Day. We'll close all of the Pioneerland libraries. We'll close early on the 31st. We'll close at 5 p.m. And then we're closed New Year's Day, January 1st.
And your other hours?
In Madison, our regular hours are Mondays and Wednesdays, 10 to 5:30 p.m. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 7:30. Fridays, 1:30 to 5:30. Saturdays, 10 to 2. And Monday through Thursday, we are closed from 1 to 1:30 for lunch.
Okay. Real good, Lydia. Thank you for coming in. Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you too, Paul.
All right. There's Lydia Rebine with the Madison Public Library Show.